I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's going on, folks? This is JR from the JR Sport Re-Show on CBS Sports Radio. This is a very special edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast. I'm coming to you live from Washington, D.C. This is National Harbor, not technically D.C., but it's the area. Understand this. I'm under the big top at the Universe Soul Circus. Why am I here at the Universe Soul Circus? Because they are also an advocate for inclusion. We were able to team up with the Universe Soul Circus to have a very special night that was all about inclusion that honored Special Olympic athletes. And as a part of that, I connected with a very special athlete for this episode. He's going to join me here at the table any moment now. It's my main man, Joe Woodland. Listen, he just came back from Berlin, Germany with the Special Olympics World Games. He walked away with some hardware. I'll let him tell you about the hardware he came back with. He has a very special job working here in the United States of America for the government. He is also a huge sports fan. Unfortunately, it's not a fan of a team here in Washington, D.C. We're going to talk to Joe, ask him about inclusion, figure out what inspires him. We're going to learn about this cool job that he has and what he brought back from Berlin, Germany. It's JR. It's all about inclusion, the Agents of Inclusion podcast. Thank you so much to the Universe Soul Circus for showing love, not just to Agents of Inclusion, not to myself, but more importantly, the athletes. We all believe in inclusion. Let's not waste any more time. On the other side, we're going to have a conversation. He's a superstar. He has some things that I do not have. It's my main man, Joe Woodland. It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast from the Washington, D.C. area, coming to you live from the National Harbor. It's the Universal Circus. It's my main man, Joe Woodland. Joe, how are you, man?
I'm feeling great.
You feeling great?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm glad that you were able to make it out, but you're here from D.C., right?
Yes.
We're going to learn more about you, just what you do, what got you involved in Special Olympics, all of that good stuff. I also understand you have one of the coolest jobs of anybody that I've ever met, and I'm going to find out about that. But first of all, here's a big question. How does it feel to be in the middle of the Universe Soul Circus? I mean, we got lights behind us. There's lights in front of us. There's a bunch of people on the other side of the camera. How does it feel to be center stage under the big top with the lights on you? How does it feel?
It feels great. Me being on the news and doing other different podcasts, I feel like I got everything down packed and all the nerves out my system.
You don't need nerves here. You're with JR. No nerves necessary.
Nah.
Here's a question. How long have you been participating in Special Olympics? For anyone who's listening, you got a nice medal in front of you. We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
But how long have you been competing?
I've been competing since I was like 7 years old. I was in the, don't remember what grade I
was. Yeah, that's about, I think, second, third grade, give or take. That's cool. So who introduced you? Did someone just take you? Who said, man, you need to go ahead and check out Special Olympics?
I was thinking about it for myself, and I was like, maybe I should do Special Olympics. And it helped me out since high school and since I was younger, as a little child. Then as I gotten older, I've been training, trying to get prepared for everything.
How did it help you out? What did it do?
It got me to where I'm supposed to be. Like, it all started when I was like 18. I got the call and they was like, you got selected for the USA Games for soccer. And I was like, okay. So I went and played soccer in 2018, which was awesome. Then 4 years later, got the call to go to Orlando to compete in track and field, and ran the 400, 200, and did the running long jump. Then
there's more?
Yes,
keep going. Tell us.
Then later that fall, I got the call, said the World Games was coming up. So for that to happen, I couldn't believe it, but
how was that experience? Because you just came back from the World Games in Berlin.
Yes.
Was that your first time in Germany?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
What was the best part about that trip?
Just to make history for Washington, D.C. Being the only one from D.C. to represent. And as I was running my 400 on the very last day, I just couldn't believe it. As soon as I got to that finish line, I just fell down on one knee. Like, I couldn't believe that I won a gold medal on the first try.
That's a big deal.
It was shocking.
You went all the way from Washington, D.C.
Yes.
To Berlin, Germany, and you came back with that.
Yes.
That's a big deal. That gold medal, for anyone who is not visually watching, the gold medal is a big deal, man. And so when it's not on the table here in front of us at the Universal Circus, where does this gold medal sit?
It sits on my dresser.
It sits on your dresser?
Yes.
It's not there for anybody else to look at. It's not for the house. It's for you. It's on your dresser.
Well, actually, it's for everybody to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so who inspired you? Because I'm sure, yeah, you got the gold medal,
yeah,
but there were plenty of people who helped you out along the way. Who were they?
My mom, my coaches that never stopped believing in me, that trained me to do my best and just kept pushing me to the very end.
And so you talk about winning the gold medal in track and field. What are all of the sports that you participate in? Sounds like you're pretty busy, man.
Yeah. I currently participate in unified soccer, unified basketball, unified bowling, and that's basically about it.
No, that's not basically about it. That's a lot of sports that you participate in, man. What was the first sport that got you involved? Did you start off in Special Olympics and track and field?
I started off in track and field, then worked my way up to unified soccer, then unified basketball.
You know, there's something about soccer, especially for me. I'm lazy. I don't want to run around. I'm not running here and back and forth and back. I'm not doing any of that. I leave that to you. Talk about playing soccer, because you have to take things to another level. Like, when you get tired, you got to push through. There's no getting tired. Otherwise, you get subbed out and it's over for you.
Yeah.
Talk about how difficult it is, just from an energy perspective, to be out there doing that.
You got to stay fit.
I'm not fit. I guess I'm not fit.
You have to work out, keep grinding, doing your thing, never give up, and just run. You get tired.
That's my problem. I think I start feeling tired and I know it's coming and I just give up. Who has inspired you in life not to give up?
Well, it was one time I was watching the Jamaican guy from Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
It was in the Olympics a couple of years ago. And I think he was running, what he run? I forgot what.
Probably a 100, a 200, probably the 100.
Yeah, he was running the 100, and he said some spoken words that got me ramped up, make me want to be like him someday.
Okay. Yes. Well, listen, man, I don't have a gold medal. You got a gold medal. And now I feel honored and privileged because I've interviewed Usain Bolt. But I think it's even cooler to sit down with you. It's a big deal, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of expectations. What are expectations for Usain Bolt? And for yourself to walk away with that, you said you won it and you fell down on one knee, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Being back here in the United States, it's been, what, about a month since you've been back from the World Games?
Yes.
How does it feel to come back and be a champion? Are people talking to you different? You talk about the interviews and TV and radio. You're here at the Universe Soul Circus. Yeah. How does it feel to come back with a gold medal, man?
It feel great. Meeting the mayor, getting an award from Mayor Bowser.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You met the mayor?
Yes.
Of Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
She gave me an award thanking me for all the hard work that I've done for D.C.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. So you don't just have a gold medal. You have a lot of awards and stuff at home.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, speaking of awards, my apologies. We're here in the DMV. You're a Cowboys fan?
Yeah.
What's that about?
It runs in the family with my dad. Yeah.
But do you remember the Dallas Cowboys winning the championship? Were you alive?
I remember, but I was not alive. Wasn't born yet.
There's a lot of people that weren't alive to see the Dallas Cowboys, but somehow they're America's team and they don't have gold and silverware like you do. Who's your favorite player on the Cowboys?
Michael Parsons.
You like? Why do you like Michael Parsons?
Because he's a defender.
You like seeing people get hit? Is that? Can I take it that way?
No. To be honest, I was playing football growing up, and I played the same position as him.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You were an outside linebacker?
Yes.
Getting after the quarterback?
Yeah.
Did you have like a sack dance after you got the kick? You can't do that, right?
I think I did.
Is that bad sportsmanship?
I guess it is.
What are the Dallas Cowboys going to do this season?
They going to win.
Win what?
Super Bowl.
Do you know how many times I've heard that the Dallas Cowboys are going to... What makes this year different? What do you believe in that? Like, what makes this year different?
It's a new team. Okay. Yeah, and new play caller.
Okay. That's reasonable.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So, when you're not watching the Dallas Cowboys, when you're not winning gold medals in Berlin, Germany, when you're not showing it off back home, when you're not hanging out with the mayor of Washington, D.C., when you're not here at the Universe Soul Circus, what are some of your other hobbies? It seems like you're a busy guy. What else are you doing for fun?
Well, I currently work for the Department of Homeland Security.
Wait a minute. Say that again. You work for who and what?
The Department of Homeland Security.
Explain your job with the Department of Homeland Security. This guy chose a big deal here. What are you doing?
I currently work in the cleaning department, like a janitor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big deal. Because when I go through the airport or I'm in one of these buildings, they look at me like they want to kick me out. You may give me the broom, my man.
Nah.
No? I'm harmless. I'm not bothering anybody. What advice, because you've accomplished a lot. I just ran through a few of the things that you do.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone who maybe isn't as comfortable, who might be shy? Because you had to jump out of your shell to accomplish all of these things. What advice would you give to someone who isn't in the same space?
What advice I would give to one of my teammates, which... when I was in Germany, it was this person on the team, Shy. So I just had to walk up to him and just talk to him, tell him it's just going to be all right. Just keep trying. Never give up. Never stop believing in yourself and that you can do it. You can do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Man, that's amazing. I want you to look directly into the camera And for what you just said, it was so powerful. Never give up, believe in yourself. And you actually took the time to talk to that person. When I think about something like that, it's all about inclusion. Tell everybody who's watching us and also listening, what does inclusion mean to you? Why is it so important?
Inclusion mean, to have fun and never stop doing what you're doing and keep pushing to do your best and always believe in yourself and keep training to the very end. And that's what I kept doing.
And you're a gold medalist.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. What's next on the agenda? What's something that you haven't done that you want to do? What's a goal that you want to check off?
Well, all the goals is already checked.
You've done and accomplished everything you've ever wanted to do. There's nothing left?
All I can say, I have a bronze medal from last year.
Big deal.
A second place medal from 2018.
Bigger deal.
And a gold medal from the World Games.
All the medals.
Yes.
But outside of medals, there's nothing else you want to do? You want to learn how to fly a plane? What else? Maybe we can, have you ever performed at the circus?
That ain't it.
Do you want to perform here at the circus? No, we can make it happen.
Nah.
You're under the big top. If you ever wanted another career, I'm sure we could pull some strings and do some things.
Nah, I've done enough.
I understand.
Yeah.
You have certainly done enough. And you got some family here that's accompanied you on the other side of the camera. Who's joined you here for this podcast episode, Agents of Inclusion at the Universe Soul Circus?
My mom and my little nephew.
What does mom mean to you?
Mom is like my number one supporter. She was even there in Germany, standing at the finish line, and witnessed that I actually won a gold medal just for her.
What does mom mean to you?
She means a lot.
I don't want you tearing up here. You want to elaborate or you just want to leave it there? She means a lot?
Yeah.
Nothing else?
No. Good.
We don't want tears. This is a tough guy. He works for the Department of Homeland Security. There will not be any tears here today on this episode of Agents of Inclusion. Well, listen, Joe, I appreciate you taking the time to come through and share your story. Tell everybody, how many medals do you have again?
3 medals.
What color are they?
Bronze, silver, and gold.
Scott has all the medals. Go ahead, ask me how many medals I have. Ask me. How many medals do you have, JR? Ask me.
How many medals you have?
None. I have no medals. I'm in the presence of greatness. He fits in right here, the Universe Soul Circus. It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast. So thankful to everybody here at the Universe Soul Circus. If we all have one thing in common, it's inclusion. It's giving everybody the chance and the opportunity to go out and just have fun in life. Whether they want to compete in sports or athletics, or they want to be in the circus, or they want to talk like me and win no medals, we want to be inclusive. Thank you so much to the Universe Soul Circus. You can go to specialolympics.org. You can learn more. Even outside of that, if you want to get tickets to know when the Universe Soul Circus is coming your way, universesoulcircus.com. Joe, I need to catch up to you, man. I got no medals. We're here under the big top.